book of the Revelation, chapter number 4. Well, I tell you, I thought my nose was crooked a while ago. I got some of them $6 reading glasses, and they didn't work out, so I went and bought me a pair of $13. And now one of them cushions that hangs on the left side of my nose here is gone. Didn't know it till a while ago, and I kept trying to adjust that thing, and thought I couldn't see straight, but come to find out, my glasses is messed up. So I'm going to move up to a $20 pair. See how that works out. And if that don't work, I guess I have to go to the eye doctor and get a $200 pair. Anyway, the book of the Revelation, chapter number 4. Before I read that passage right there, I want to back up just for a minute here in chapter number 1. Just to kind of give you a little background, maybe an introduction here, read a couple of verses out of chapter number 1. John is exiled on the Isle of Patmos for the Word of God and for his testimony. And verse number 10 right here, the Bible says, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. That's a good place to be on the Lord's day. In fact, it's a good place to be any day. Amen. And he said, and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet. You know the writing, in, if you got a red letter edition Bible, you'll find the red picks up now. Jesus begins to speak to John. And he tells him, I'm going to give you some things that I want delivered to the seven churches of Asia. These seven churches you'll find in chapter 2 and 3, all of it's red letters. Christ is speaking. He's delivering these letters to John to carry to the churches. Now, each of these church letters represents a church age in time. And as you follow the church ages, you'll find end of chapter number 3 is the Laodicean church age. That's the church age that we're in right now. And there's some great truths that you'll find in that particular passage of Scripture right there that shows us where we are in history, shows us where we are in the eyes of God, and it also shows us things to come. But I want you to notice now in chapter number 4, it's where I want to bring a message from this morning. Revelation chapter number 4, verse number 1 says, after this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard were as it were a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I'll show thee things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne in the sight, like unto an emerald. Round the throne were 24 elders, and upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. Out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices. There were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. And before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal. In the midst of the throne and round about the throne were 4 beasts full of eyes before and behind. And the first beast was like a lion, the second beast like a calf, the third beast had the face of a man, the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. And the 4 beasts had each of them 6 wings about him. They were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Let's pray. Father, we love you this morning. Thank you, God, for this day, Lord, for allowing us, God, to be back in the house of God today, Lord. God, I come before you a needy man this morning, God, realizing, Lord, without you, I can do nothing, God. I need your unction this morning, Lord. I need your filling today, God. I pray, Heavenly Father, you'd help me today, God. Lord, you'd open hearts today, God, to receive the Word of God, Lord. I pray, God, we might leave this place different, God, from how we come in here, Lord. I ask you this morning, God, your will would be done in everything, God, that I read. God, and that, Lord, that you give me this morning to deliver, God, I pray you'd help us in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen. You can be seated this morning. John, in chapter number 1, he heard a voice behind him. He says it was as of the sound of a trumpet. Now here in chapter number 4, I guess by way of an introduction, I want you to see a few things right here in verse number 1. He says this right here. He says, after this. After what? What's he talking about? After the church age has run its course, down through the history of the last 2,000 years or so, has been the church age, the day and age of grace, the day and age of the dispensation of God's grace to mankind, the free offering of forgiveness, the free offering of salvation. But now after this, God shows John some things that's going to take place. And I want you to take notice today of what he sees, what he says right here, what he records. He says, after this, I looked. Now, you'll notice he says then, after that, behold, a door was opened in heaven. Can I tell you this morning that John was looking up? Things had gotten real bad where he was at. He was exiled on the Lord's day, but he was looking up. He was looking up. He wasn't looking around. And it'd be good for us as Christians today, we better go to looking up, for the Lord is soon to appear. And notice what happens then as he says this. And by the way, the Bible says that those that look for Him shall He appear the second time. Amen. Looking for that blessed hope is recorded in the book of Titus. The blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God, our Lord and our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We as Christians today, we better get our eyes off of this old world right here and get our eyes focused on the Lord Jesus Christ today, our hope. Our promised Redeemer, our coming Lord, He's going to appear one of these days. And being in the Laodicean church age, we're on the brink of this door opening in heaven. Notice what He goes on and He says to us right here. John, let me say this, that John is a type of the church. He's a picture of the rapture of the church when the Lord calls His church out of this world. And I'd say this morning, we better get to looking in our Bible and reading and looking at what God has to say about the rapture of His church. It's going to take place one day. Amen. And we're living in the age and time when the Lord could come at any moment of any time. Hey, notice this now. He says that a door was opened in heaven. This is a picture of heaven's opening for the church to be caught up. But I want you to notice too, just as a door is opened in heaven, there's a door that closes upon earth. When this church leaves out of this world, the Spirit of God is leaving too. There'll be no more convicting power. There'll be no more services at Liberty Baptist Church of preaching to the Word of God where the Spirit of God does the work of drawing men. That door will be closed. The day and age of God's grace and the free offering to salvation is going to close as the church is called out of this world. Notice this right here, folks. There's a departing of the saints and a departing of the Spirit of God right here. But notice what this voice as of a trumpet was talking with John. He said, I heard it. Now, let me say something to you this morning. To hear the spiritual things of God, you've got to have a spiritual ear. You've got to have the Spirit of God dwelling within you. Then God, He speaks to His children. He reveals things to His children. And so this morning, I hope you're saved, and I hope you got your spiritual ears open to what God has to say to us today. I'm afraid that we are a lot like it. The Bible describes us here in the Laodicean church age, of a church age that says, I have need of nothing. Nothing. And yet we're wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked, Jesus says. Not realizing what we need in these days. We need to hear from God. We need to apply the Word of God in our lives. And we need to be watching for our Lord's appearing. Because He's soon coming. We need to be up and about our Father's business. But oh, how this world has got us lured away. And the things of this old world distracts us and steals our time away from us. That we ought to be dedicating to the Lord. But He notice He says right here, He said, come up hither, which is a picture of the rapture. He said, I'll show thee things which must be hereafter. I'll show thee things which will be hereafter. Must be hereafter. The things that are coming. John gets a glorious glimpse of heaven. And God has allowed him to pin it down and share it with his church in these last days. I think so that we'll be prepared, that we'll be ready when His call does come. And I hope this morning that everybody in the house today has been saved and know you're saved and your name is written in heaven. And if the Lord come today, if He called His church out today, that, hey, you'd have no regrets. Amen. But notice this morning, first of all, I want to preach on this thing this morning. Voices from heaven. Voices from heaven. John said his first voice which he heard was that of a trumpet sounding. Voices from heaven. I'm glad we've got a Bible that we can hear from heaven from this morning. Can you hear the voice of God speaking to you this morning? Listen to me today. We need to hear what God has to say this morning. And so that's what I want to preach on today. Voices from heaven. I want you to notice today the first voice is a voice of welcome. A voice of welcome. You notice right here in verse number 1. Who's he talking to? He's talking about the church right here when he says, come up hither. It's a voice of welcome. To the church of the living God. The Lord himself shall descend with a shout one of these days, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. If you look back into the Old Testament, the trumpet had many uses to it, but one particular use that the trumpet was sounded for was for the gathering of God's people. If that trumpet sounded in the assembly, all of God's people would come to the tabernacle, to the opening of the tabernacle. They'd gather there to see what was going on. One of these glorious days, as the sound of a trumpet, the voice of God's going to call His church out of here, out of this old world. And it's going to be a voice of welcome to His church. God wants His people out of this wretched, sin-cursed world, and He's going to call us into a place called heaven one day. A place that He has prepared for His children. And He's going to cry. Come up hither. It's what John says right here. I like it. There's a passage over in the book of the Song of Solomon that I really like. It's a picture of the king there as he calls his bride. I like what it says over there in chapter number 2 of the Song of Solomon. Turn back over there just for a second and I'll show you what it says. The Song of Solomon. My beloved spake and said unto me, rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. The king speaking to his bride. Oh, how Jesus loved us. How Jesus came into this old world so much that He died for a wretch like me and a wretch like you. Oh, what great love the Father had for the world that He'd give His only begotten Son. To go to Calvary's cross and to take my sins upon Himself. And to die in my stead, to die in your stead. But one day, He loves us so much that He's prepared a place for us and He calls it a place of heaven. A place where there's no more sin, no more sorrows, no more heartaches. We're going home to that place. It's a place of welcome to His church. And that voice is coming to His church one day. It's a voice of welcome to come up, to come home. You know, there's no place like home, is there? But the Bible teaches me that my citizenship as a child of God's not here in this world. My citizenship is in heaven. I changed places one day when the Lord came to me and convicted of my sins. I cried out to Him. He saved my soul. And now I'm a citizen of another country. I'm more or less just an ambassador here as I journey through this life, trying to live a life for Christ, proclaim His Word, and to tell people Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Oh, listen to me. Will you hear that voice of welcome one day? When the voice of the sound of a trumpet calls His church out, calls us to go home to a place called heaven. But I want you to notice, well, you might say, well, why is heaven so great? Well, it's a place of great comfort to a child of God. Have you ever thought a lot about heaven? This world is becoming more and more wicked as the days go by. From the time that I was a child, or from the time that I was a young man, there's so many changes took place in this world, it's astounding to me. And it's not gotten better, but it's getting worse. Worse. In the Bible, that's not my opinion. That's Bible word. That's Bible's opinion right here. God tells us it's going to be that way in the last days. And so this morning, I want you to see why this voice of welcome to the comforts of home. Why is it such a great place? I want you to notice in Revelation chapter number 21, I see another voice right here speaking. Voices from heaven is what I'm talking about this morning. In Revelation 21 and verse 3, the Bible says, "And I heard a great voice out of heaven, saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. He'll dwell with them. They shall be His people, and God Himself shall be with them and will be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There'll be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away." Can you imagine when God calls His church out of this world? Hey, the dead in Christ are going to rise up from the graves first, and then we which are alive and remain, we're going to be joined together with them in the air and going up to meet the Lord. And He tells us to comfort one another with the words that He's given in this Bible. Can I tell you, many of you in here have lost loved ones. Many recently have lost loved ones. But let me tell you something, the grave's not the end of it for the child of God. Hey, we're headed up one of these days to a grand reunion in the air. We'll be with all the old saints of old, all the saints that's gone before us and paved the pathways down through life. We'll get to see them again. Ain't that a glorious promise that God has given us? We've lost mamas. We lost daddies. We've lost husband, wife, a sister, a brother. But if they're saved, we'll meet them again one glorious day in a place called heaven. What a great promise that God has given to His church. The comforts of home I'm talking about. And He that sat upon the throne said, "Behold, I make all things new." He said unto me, "Write, for these words are true and faithful." He said unto me, "It's done. I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I'll give unto him that's athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. I'll be his God. He shall be my son." Here's a sad verse of it. "But the fearful and unbelieving, the abominable, murderers, whoremongers, sorcerers, idolaters, all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Oh, I'm glad there's some voices come out of heaven for the child of God, that we can know God's purpose, know God's plan, and know what God has provided for you and I in these days. It's a voice of welcome to His church. It's a voice of welcome to come home. It's a voice of welcome to the comforts of home. Former things going to pass away. All the troubles and heartaches that we see and go through in this old life, it's going away. It'll never enter into heaven. But it's a voice of welcome to the clothed. I want you to notice this. Back in chapter number 4, Back in chapter number 4, in verse 4, the Bible says, round about the throne were 24 seats. Upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. Now these 24 elders right here represents all the Old Testament saints that look forward to Calvary and look forward to the promises of God of sending a Savior into the world. And that's half of it, but then the New Testament saints, all those that have been born again and accepted Christ, looking back to the cross, believing what God did on the cross, or say we're all represented right here around the throne of God right here. But notice right here, they're clothed in white raiment. Now again in Revelation chapter 19, the Bible says this: let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to Him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and His wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. Can I tell you, you won't have a seat at this marriage supper of the Lamb right here without a wedding garment. And the way that you'll have on a wedding garment is for the Lord Jesus Christ to forgive you of your sins and clothe you in that white raiment of His righteousness. I'm glad He took my sins one day. The rottenest, ragged things that I had on in my life, Jesus took it all away. And He put on me a clothing of white raiment of His righteousness. I'm righteous through Him today. And I thank God for the blood of Jesus this morning, who sought me and bought me, forgave me of my sins. Notice the voice of welcome, but secondly, the voices of worship. Voices of worship. Now, to worship God means to ascribe worth. It means to ascribe worth. It means to adore, to honor, or to reverence, or just give Him glory, give Him thanksgiving. Notice that, you know, there's going to be a whole lot of worship going on in heaven. There's worship going on in heaven today. And you know, we ought to be worshipers of God today if He's done anything for you in this life. Amen? He went to a cross and died for you. If you've been born again, then there ought to be some worship in you. If you realize this morning you could be in hell with no hope, you could be there for all eternity, you ought to make worship well up with inside of you at some time and some point. So I want you to notice right here these voices of worship. Notice the scene right here in verse number 2. And immediately, I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat upon the throne. Jesus is on the throne today. Amen. Things may be looking bad in this old world, but God is still on the throne today. He's still in control. And this Bible right here, hey, it's going to be fulfilled just exactly the way He had it pinned down. Amen. Hey, He'll never step aside. He's on the throne today. We have hope today. We have somebody that loves us that we can call upon in time of need, in time of trouble. He's on the throne. He has all power in heaven and in earth today. Thank God for our Savior today. The scene in heaven. In Psalms 9 and verse number 7, the Bible says, hey, the Lord shall endure forever, and He hath prepared His throne for judgment. Judgment's coming. Amen. Are you ready for judgment? Are you ready for judgment this morning? It's coming. The voices of worship, the scene, but notice the sounds of worship right here. Verse number 8. The 24 beasts, each of them had 6 wings about them. They were full of eyes within. They rest not day or night, saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to Him that sat on the throne who liveth forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before Him that sat on the throne and worship Him that liveth forever and ever and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, here's some voices now, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. Hey, there's some sounds of worship going on in heaven. And there ought to be some sounds of worship in the sanctuary of God this morning here on earth. We ought to be a thankful people. We ought to be a worshiping people. We ought to be giving God glory that's due to His name. Lord, where would we be this morning if He hadn't had mercy on us? Where would we be if He hadn't come to us? I wasn't looking for Him one day, but He come looking for me. And I'm glad He came with Holy Ghost conviction. Holy Ghost conviction. And let me see my lost condition. Let me see that He was the only hope to save my wretched soul. And I'm glad that He came to me. Sounds of worship. I want to give Him glory this morning, don't you? But I want you to notice this. Speaking of some more sounds over here in chapter number 5 right here. Notice this right here. There was a sealed book that was presented. No man was found able or worthy to open the seals of that book. And John begins to weep over there. And one of the elders came to him and said, "Weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the 7 seals thereof. And behold, and lo, in the midst of the throne of the 4 beasts, and of the midst of the elders stood a Lamb, as it had been slain." Now this Lion of the tribe of Judah is the Lord Jesus Christ. He's King of Kings. He's Lord of Lords. That speaks of His honor. And then it speaks about the Root of David right here. It speaks of the humanity of Him, how He left the glories of heaven. And He took upon Himself the form of a man and came into this world humble and lowly and meek to go to a Calvary's cross and die there for you and me. But then they speaks about the Lamb as it had been slain standing there. Speaks of His humility. The Bible says that He humbled Himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. He took my place and He took your place on Calvary's cross there. But notice this right here. Oh, when all that had gathered around the throne that day, and He took that book to open the seals thereof, boy, there's a singing broke out over there in heaven that day. The Bible says they sung a new song, saying, "Thou art worthy to take the book, to open the seals thereof, for Thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by Thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign upon the earth." And I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beast and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. And here it is again, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." Sounds like there's going to be some worship going on in heaven, don't it? Sounds like it's going to be pretty loud, don't it? Amen. Oh, this ought to be the loudest time of the week when we gather in the house of God. Amen. Some of you look like you sat out at the ball game last night a hollering too much. Huh? I'm telling you, if you can go cheer for a ball team, you ought to be able to cheer for our Lord and Savior. Amen. You know, the Braves was on the other day playing. Ain't watched a Braves ball game all year. But you know, I kind of got interested because they was in the World Series. But you know what I did? I'd watch about 5 innings of it, and 10 o'clock roll around, and I said, "Well, it's time to go to bed." You know why? If they won, you think they're going to call me and thank me for cheering for them? I used to set up and watch the whole thing. I never did get a call from anybody thanking me for setting up. Amen. But I've got a Lord today. I want to cheer Him on. I want to cheer the church on today. It's never been a more vital time in history than the church ought to be up and about the Father's business today, because time is running short for this old world. Time is running short. The voices of worship, the seen and the sounds, but the Son. the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. He's worthy of our worship today. You know, we'll work. Hey, if the preacher or you know, somebody asks us to do a work, we'll gladly go out and do it. Witnessing. We'll witness. We'll witness to somebody. We'll hand them a tract. We'll tell them about Jesus. But what about our worship? I'm talking about voices of worship in heaven. If you don't enjoy worship here on earth, you probably ain't going to like heaven. Because there's going to be a lot of worship going on. You know, the best times I've had in my life have been in church when the Holy Ghost of God filled my cup up and run over my cup, and I got to enjoy the good spiritual blessings of God, and worship came out. Amen. God sure is good to us to allow the Spirit of God to indwell us, to encourage us, to fill us, to excite us. God is good. And we ought to worship Him and give Him the glory that's due to His name. But I'm afraid that there may be a lot of work going on, maybe a lot of witnessing going on in this whole world. There's a little worship, though. Very little worship. A lot of folks worshiping a ball team today. We ought to be worshiping our Lord and our Savior. But now I want to change. I want to change kind of the program of this message this morning now. I'm talking about voices from heaven. Voices of welcome. Voices of worship. But as Christ took this book of seven seals, the church has gone out of the world. The Spirit of God has gone out of the world. We're in heaven. Now the voices of wrath begin. The voices of wrath. Now, I want you to listen this morning. The tribulation is about to come in this old world when the church is called out. Notice this right here in verse number 5. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices. Lightnings and thunderings and voices. There were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. The spirits there at the throne. But before I explain this verse, I want you to notice something else. In verse number 3, the Bible says, He that sat upon the throne was to look upon like a jasper and sardine stone. There was a rainbow round about the throne in sight like unto an emerald. Now, in this old world, you'll always see a rainbow after the storm. Ain't that right? After a big rain and the sun comes out and a rainbow appears in the sky. But in this passage of Scripture in heaven, the rainbow appears before the storm. The thunderings and the lightnings. Have you ever sat around your house and you heard thunder off in the distance? And it kept getting a little closer and a little closer. You knew a storm was coming. Maybe you saw lightning off in the distance. This passage of Scripture out here, when the thunderings and the lightnings are approaching, it means that judgment is at the door. Judgment's at the door. But the rainbow round about the throne wasn't just an arch, it was complete. It shows me that God's church, we're in His protection. We're in a safe place. When the storm of judgment and the time of tribulation comes, the church is not going through that. And, you know, I've read the next several chapters. A lot of it's hard to be understood, a lot of symbolic things in it, but there's a lot of reality in what's going to take place. Jesus, back in Matthew 24, made a statement that the things that would take place in the tribulations, there's never been anything like it on earth. Never been anything as horrible on earth. And never shall be again. It's going to be a time of great horrors. The voices of wrath. Jamie preached a message one time out of this. I hope he'll preach it again. I'm going to put him on the spot this morning. He titled it Somewhere Over the Rainbow. That's a good title. And maybe he'll preach it one of these days. You still got that? You still got that? Preach it here. You do a better job than me. Amen. But the voice of the wrath, it's a time of tribulation, dreadful darkness, destruction, and death. I want you to notice now, the thunderings and the lightning show us that this thing is approaching. It's here. It's in this passage of Scripture right here. The church is safe. But those that have rejected Christ, those that have put their fist in the face of God and said, I don't want your Jesus, they're facing the most horrible thing that's ever taken place on earth now. Notice in chapter number 6, I'm talking about the voices of wrath. In chapter number 6, I'll touch on just a few things, just briefly, real quick, like the seals are beginning to be opened now. The things are revealed that's going to take place on earth. The Antichrist comes to power, the great deceiver, destruction, wars and death, destitution, famine, starvation, sorrows are going to come in this old world right here. Lord, we've heard about shortages in the grocery store. You can go to the grocery store and there may be an empty spot on the shelf now and people begins to panic. There's coming a time when there'll be nothing. Nothing to eat. People will be starving to death in this old world. And then we find there's devastation. The fourth seal brings about death and hell. And the fourth part of the earth will die, killed with a sword, with hunger, with death, the beast of the earth. And there'll be the crying out around the altar for vengeance for those that's been killed for their testimony. But now I'm talking about the voices of wrath. Now I want to read a few verses down in verse number 12. The sixth seal is open now. The Bible says, and I beheld, and when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake. The sun became as black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. And the stars of heaven fell into the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs, when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it's rolled back. And every mountain and every island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman and every free man, listen to this, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains. Here's the voice now. Here's the voice of terror. The voice of terror right here. It says, and said unto the mountains and the rocks, fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? I tell you who will be able to stand, those that run to him instead of run from him. Amen. Today's the day of salvation. Now's the acceptable time. Today, if you hear his voice, it's the day of salvation, time to come to God. Notice, even over a little further right here in chapter 9, the Bible says, and in those days shall men seek death, and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. Horrible, horrible things taking place on earth. When men would love to die and get away from the things that's going on earth. I'm talking about the voices of wrath. I'm glad I'm not going to have to go through that. I'm glad I'll not see the tribulation that this old world is facing. You know, The frightening thought about it, for those that's lost, it could take place today. God could call His church out of this world today. Those that have never accepted Christ would have to go through these horrible things that's going to take place on the earth. And those seals, that's just the beginning of it. There's the trumpet judgments and the vial judgments, and each progressively gets worse and worse and worse as time goes on. A voice of welcome, voices of worship, voices of wrath. But lastly this, voice of warning. God has done so much throughout the entire Bible to warn mankind about to flee the wrath to come. And He's done so much to draw men to Him, to give men a chance at life. And now I want you to notice this voice of warning in Revelation chapter number 22. First of all, there's a warning about the shortness of time. Revelation 22 and 6, the Bible will soon be closed. It'll soon be ending. All that God had to say to mankind. He said, and He said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent His angel to show unto His servant the things which must shortly be. God, He portrays this event to take place. It's a warning to mankind to be ready. To be ready. To be saved and to be able to escape the wrath that's to come. And so there's a voice of warning about the shortness of time. There's a voice of warning about how sudden it's going to be when the Lord comes. You won't be able to hear, well, the Lord's, He's over yonder in Atlanta coming this way. Or He's over Birmingham, He's coming this way. No, it won't work like that. It's going to be sudden. Three times in this chapter, verse number 7, He says, these are written in red. Behold, I come quickly. Verse number 12. And behold, I come quickly. These are verses of warning to mankind. Then in verse number 20, He says, surely, I come quickly. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, it's going to happen so fast. In a twinkling, as quick as you can bat your eye, we'll be caught out of this world one of these days to meet the Lord. That's how quick it'll be. And so today is the day of salvation. Now is the acceptable time. And there's a warning about being sealed right here. Verse 11, He says, he that's unjust, let him be unjust still. He which is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that's righteous, let him be righteous still. He that's holy, let him be holy still. As that day finds you, that's the way it's going to keep you. You hear me? As that day finds you, that's the way eternity is going to keep you. If you're saved, you're sealed and you're safe. If you're lost, then you're lost for all eternity, destined to a lake of fire and the devil's hell. But the Spirit and the Bride in verse number 17, the Spirit and the Bride's in the world today. The Spirit of God, the Bride, the Church of God today has got a message for lost mankind. It says, come. Let him that heareth say, come. Let him that's athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. I'm talking about voices from heaven this morning. I wonder this morning, have you heard His voice today? Has He said anything to you this morning in closing today? I want you to stand with me.